This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Autism is a neurodevelopmental disorder that affects an individual in multiple ways. It is internationally recognised every year on April the 2nd. Autism Spectrum Australia says nearly 1 in 80 Australians live with some form of autism, which is an estimated 40% increase since 2014.
The autism is when child's verbal and non-verbal communication, social and play skills are poorer than expected for that age.
Melbourne-based paediatrician Dr. Raj Kilan says the social stigma attached to mental health issues can deter parents from acting on these early signs. Studies suggest that early detection of autism in children, followed up with early intervention, can be a game changer for them. Kari Nichols' 4-year-old son, Chase, was diagnosed with autism when he was 2. She says early detection has helped her family work towards helping him reach his milestones.
Having your child diagnosed at an early age, it's not only going to help them, but it's going to help you. Like, I couldn't even imagine what my life would be like right now with a 4-year-old on the spectrum and not having the help that I have.
Genetic research suggests that if one parent has autism, the child is likely to develop autism too. The spectrum disorder is also known to be more prevalent in young boys than in girls. Ms. Nichols' son Chase was hitting all his milestones until he was 18 months old. But then he started regressing. He stopped clapping his hands, singing along to his favourite songs, and even stopped trying to speak. Ms. Nichols says as a new parent, it was very challenging to come to terms with her little boy's condition. She says the diagnosis has helped her learn much more about the condition.
The minute he was diagnosed, it was like a relief off my shoulders of like, okay, well, now we know what's wrong. Let's help him succeed in life and let's, you know, help give him drive, as opposed to feeling like I want to help you, but I don't know what to do. You know, like he's banging his head on the wall because he's so frustrated and he's biting himself and he's standing by the door crying for 2 hours. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I can't help you.
Autism in babies and toddlers is associated with poor communication, wherein they lack facial expressions, eye contact, and basic body language.
Child has got repetitive pattern of behavior, doing again the same things. And this behavior, lack of communication, cannot be explained by secondary to cultural, language and social differences.
Making friends and having strong connections with their peers are part of a child's development. But Sarah Wood, the head psychologist at Learning for Life Autism Centre, says autistic children often find it difficult to develop such connections.
Often kids with autism find that very difficult to develop those kind of really close connections because they see the social world differently to us and maybe don't pick up on the kind of, you know, the gestures or the change in tone of voice and things like that that we all kind of find comes to us naturally, and we kind of just know how to read body language and understand how people are feeling and modify our reactions and what we say, you know, based on all of that kind of non-verbal information.
She urges families to support and help develop the social skills in children, as it can help them live a normal life. Nicole Rees is the deputy CEO of Amaze, a not-for-profit organisation that has been helping the autistic community in Victoria for almost 50 years. The organisation was set up by the families of autistic children to create awareness about the spectrum and help those affected.
Amaze comes from the position that autistic people have real strengths, talent and potential, and that autistic people are really valuable members of our community who have so much to contribute. So we work to build the understanding and also the supports for people with autism and the public policy environment so that autistic people can have an equal opportunity to participate.
Navigating autism can be difficult for any family who is touched by it, but more so for people who are new to Australia's health and support systems, and for those to whom English is not their first language.
We know that some refugee communities and migrant communities are less likely to be regularly connecting with their child and maternal health nurse or with kindergarten or with GPs. And those services and supports play such an important role in early detection of the signs of autism and also helping families to find the right supports.
Amaze runs a free helpline called Autism Connect, where autistic people and their families can call for advice, support and referral. Many of the Autism Connect advisors are themselves autistic or their parents have autistic children, so they really know what they're talking about.
I really encourage anyone who's listening who wants to speak to an autism expert to give us a call, or you can web chat with us as well. The number is 1300 308 699. Interpreters are available, and if you need an interpreter, we can actually book them and call you back with them on the line.
The National Disability Insurance Scheme, or more commonly known as the NDIS, was set up around 7 years ago to provide disability supports to Australians with a permanent and significant disability. Out of the 430,000 Australians receiving NDIS support, around 140,000 receive support for autism, and the majority of those are children. This accounts for the largest group of people with a specific disability within the scheme. Branch manager at the National Disability Insurance Scheme, Shannon Rees, says the early intervention program set up by the NDIS is absolutely critical in the life of an autistic child. Ms. Rees shares that her niece is benefiting from the program, which helps to set these children up for a successful life.
So the way that the scheme is set up is that it assesses an individual's function as opposed to necessarily be on diagnosis. And as we know, autism is a spectrum. So really catering for that spectrum, the scheme works with individuals and their families to identify supports that specifically support them. So that could range from things like occupational therapy, a range of different therapies, speech therapy, behaviour therapy, psychologists, and also any day-to-day supports that their disability may require.
The NDIS also provides a Community Connectors program and a translation service, which are targeted efforts designed to reach out to multicultural and diverse communities. Their focus here is to ensure there's an awareness and understanding about this scheme and to support them to access it.
The scheme and the agency is really conscious to ensure that we're breaking down any barriers for diverse communities, be it with children or adults who may have autism or be on the spectrum or any kind of disability, that they have the opportunity to understand the scheme and access the scheme.
You can also find more information about autism on the Amaze website, which covers a huge range of topics like understanding the NDIS, autism schools and health support, among others.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.